Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
What is up, my friends? We've got the Lost Zane recordings. You know, I don't know what it is. I'm listening back to the Lost Zane recordings. This is about 5 years ago on BBL. And my voice is, I don't know. It's like I have, you would think I would have more energy back then. But it seems like right now, like talking into this microphone right this second, it sounds like there's more energy. And I'm not even doing cocaine or anything. It's like I was... listening back to it, I feel like it's way too subdued and too comfortable. It's like, good God. I'm like, come on, man, get the energy going. What's the deal here? So I don't know. Maybe it just has to do with the freedom of doing the podcast or and just not giving a shit about anything. That might have something to do with it. But it's just different to me. I don't know. Just a personal observation. What goes on here in the Lost Zane recordings? It's all my time on 107.3 WBBL. I release these shows 2 a week, so, you know, this is going to take considerable amount of time to get through that stellar 2.5-year career, or however long it was, at WBBL. At this point in the game, we're just a few months into my time there. Julius and I are doing our thing, and we basically just start the show, and that's what I'm going to start with right here on the Lost Zane Recordings, our very first segment. This is right after my dad fell out of the ladder, like a couple days after that, when he got badly injured, so... That's part of the conversation during the show. If you want the full show of the Lost Zane recordings with my voice real low, go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's like an audio time capsule, really. You'll hear all the butt hurt of being all, sad about being fired from my old show. You probably hear me drop a couple of shots fired moments during these days of the Lost Zane recordings. But whatever. Tis the season back then, you know? But, glad that that's all in the rearview mirror. Okay, well, anyway, I hope you enjoy the Lost Zane recordings. Here you go.
Hey, good morning. Wednesday, July 6th, 2016. Show number 63 is away. The Eric Zane Show in the MapesDebt.com Bankruptcy Studios. Kind of a weird feel to the morning, man. It feels like, okay, any second now, we're going to have a thunderstorm. And if you look at the radar, there's rain on the way. It should be here at about 8 o'clock. High of 90, humid right now. And a chance of scattered thunderstorms throughout the day. I don't know how that'll affect summertime blues, but I know the Cumulus Grand Rapids weather watchers will be looking at the skies and whether or not that'll affect that. It worked out so well the last time. Not anyone's fault here at Cumulus, but that was the day that we moved it all inside. And then, hey, where's the band? Has anybody seen the band? Oh, no. They're in a tiny one-stoplight town 3 hours away. Get on the blues phone and get us a blues band. Which they did. Good recovery. As you welcome in, Julius, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Good to see you.
It is a weird day. Sky looks beautiful, but that's about it. I'm already sweating.
Yeah, it's like a weird... There's enough clouds, but it's kind of like a... Kind of like a pink color to it.
Wish it was yellow.
Yellow. Give it...
Just bring a whole big storm.
Sure. Sure, why not? Yeah, there's something about whenever... One of those deals when you see one rolling in and you know it's going to be, like, intense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I like that so much. It's ominous. There had been one time I was heading in from the lakeshore on my bike pedaling, and it was chasing me. I mean, it was bearing down, and I was just ahead of it.
It's like a really lame movie.
Exactly. Except I was terrified because there was thunder and lightning on the horizon. I could hear it starting on the way, and it was like, oh, man, that's all I need. Struck by lightning. I have a friend who got struck by lightning twice.
Should go play the lottery.
Yeah, twice the guy hit. And he says that, well, there's a lot of speculation that once you get hit once, you're more likely to get hit again. Why the hell is that? That sounds so cosmic, doesn't it?
Maybe because your body has like so many electrons in it or something.
It's stupid. It's like it's lubed up, ready to go for another go-around.
Did he survive fully, like both? He's all like 100%?
Yeah.
He's not like...
Yeah, well... There's a couple things that
he was never 100%.
But no, it's just that his heart rate is a little peculiar right now. He's a friend of our family, and it tends to. And he says that, he as soon as he hears one coming, he's inside. It's just
he's like a dog.
Yeah, and so to have to deal with that. Oh my gosh, Tyler Doan, how are you, buddy? Good morning.
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Fantastic. What time did you get in last night?
I got home around 9:45.
Yeah, same thing. Doan and the number of the folks from Cumulus were out at the Whitecaps game. They had a big yearly picnic type of party, and it was great because we were out. It was great, great. We were out in the right field area and along the first base line. The Whitecaps set up this area, and so all the food, all we could drink, minus the booze, but that didn't stop anybody. And anyway, but this group likes to drink. There are a lot of great drinkers, historic drinkers.
What does that say about the work?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying they like to drink. they like to let their hair down, and they like to party, I guess. So, hanging out there at the game. And Ernie was there, my daughter's boyfriend. And he loves you, man. He's like, where's Doan? Can I meet Doan? You're like a celebrity. I want to meet Doan. And then my 13-year-old daughter, hey, I got to meet that Tyler Doan guy. And so I'm like, you're like making the rounds.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I liked talking to Ernie. I liked him a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he said, you guys are going to be pals. I know it. And then, so when we got home, Ernie says to Jackie, my daughter, his boyfriend, I got to meet Tyler. And then she goes, oh, I want to meet him too. So how about that, Doan? You're like you're like the biggest thing going.
I don't think anyone's been this excited to meet Tyler.
Yes.
First time for everything.
And Doan was there with a guy who could no doubt play the part of the Mountain in Game of Thrones. This big buddy of his, who's a year younger, named Zach. Now, Doan, to me, you're a big guy. And he made you look like me standing next to you. And you were a better shot putter than that guy?
I put in a lot more time than he did.
Get it? He put in a lot more time?
So, that guy...
Is he a big Dutch dude?
I don't know. His name is Zach. And I was like, oh my God, this guy. He's one of those dudes, you know, when he was like 10, he looked like he was 40 years old. And just enormous. So it isn't just the bigger you are, the farther you can throw it?
That happens in certain cases, but for me, I just worked on my form a lot, so that's how...
I work on my form all the time.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Wow. So that's your buddy. He was cool. And we're standing there, and it's just a few observations. First of all, I didn't know that this existed because the PA announcer for the Whitecaps is making announcements, and like whenever there's a group there, they always like announce them. And then we were a group. So middle of the game, you hear, and by the way, the final score was like, was it 15 to 10?
Yeah, 15 to 10.
15 to 10. It was like this high scoring deal where no pitcher could do anything. And there was errors all over the place, more for Great Lakes than there were the Whitecaps. But we're sitting there watching the game, and the announcer is calling out the groups. He goes, "Ah!" And he's the guy who has that type of DJ voice when he's doing the PA.
I think I'm just
fine.
The guy.
This is fine. Nice guy, but he's been doing it forever. And then, but I've got his impression down because he goes, the Cumulus, say hello to Cumulus Grand Rapids Radio. They're here today. And so then I stand up. I'm the only guy. I'm going, yeah. And everyone's looking at me like, yeah, whatever. And then he goes, and also here today are the folks from Jews for Jesus.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You're not doing a bit.
No. He said, he goes, I said, while I'm standing up going, yeah, I go, what? And I did what you did. I go, is that a thing? Is that legit? And Cumulus Grand Rapids is here, and also our friends from Jews for Jesus. That's an interesting group. But I looked them up right there, and I couldn't find what I was looking for.
I can't find the Grand Rapids chapter, but there is a JewsForJesus.org. Well, unless they're making the rounds.
Okay. Interesting. I didn't realize that was a thing even. I thought he was kidding. I thought he was playing a prank. I thought, oh, no, this PA announcer just got fired. I know what it's like. I can promise you this dude is toast. There's no way this is going to last.
That'd be the wackiest minor league baseball stunt.
So,
just make up fake groups. He goes over the deep end.
Yeah.
Jews for Jesus. Uh-oh.
Jews for Jesus is here, and Islam for Judaism is in left field, and we're going to be here all week. Pedophiles for Parents is here in the center field bleachers, and here we are. Hello to all the groups here at the game. My wife is talking to me, and she, and this actually happened the last time that they met, Tony Gates and my wife, and I had mentioned that I thought I was going to mention this, and I did not mention it. And so I was reminded of it. I said, this is the perfect time to do it because Gates is there again. And Gates is, I mean, he's such a charmer. Everybody's always, he's schmoozing people all the time. And, he's
so good at it, he doesn't even realize it sometimes.
My wife, she looks like after the game, she says, so Tony Gates, that's a nice fellow. I go, yeah, he's a great guy. He's super nice. And she says, you know, I pictured someone different, though. And she got an impression from him because Gates looks like any normal dude, you know? It's just Gates.
Yeah.
And
what was she picturing?
And then I said, I go, well, yeah, what did you picture that Gates would look like? And she goes, I pictured a half-black man with curly hair.
No. I was about to say black man, and I was like, no.
She said, a tall half-black man with curly hair. And I go, well, that's funny you say that because there is a guy, a dearly departed man, an icon in radio and in and around all of the great state of Michigan, who passed away, who fits that description. And, God, what the heck was his name?
Goni Tates. No.
Bill Bailey, that was the dude. He'd been around forever at several stations in this market. And for some reason, I think she thought that was him. And beloved Bill Bailey passed away a handful of years ago, much to everybody's surprise. Big shock deal.
And no idea who he is.
He died during a golf outing. He did die at a charity golf outing here in West Michigan, I believe.
Four!
Don't make fun of him, please. Please. You noticed I didn't make any jokes.
That was the only one. Because I don't know that you did. So.
Of course not. I do. Sure do. I know the people that know him, too.
I can see the resemblance between him and Tony, though, to be honest.
I can't.
No?
No. Never once thought that the half-black tall guy with Jerry curls looked like Gates in any way.
This is a long-lost brother.
So, yeah. But, yeah, these, and then she's like, these Cumulus people, they get together all the time. It's always, it's a big party. And that's no exception with tonight with the, I think the guy's name is Torino Cannon. I'll have to double check that. He's appearing at Summertime Blues tonight. So, yes. In fact, we'll play a little bit of that guy's music coming up a little bit later. Toronzo Cannon is the guy's name. Torino Cannon. What an idiot.
Sounds like a really fun movie.
What's interesting about that guy, who will I'll play a little bit of his music in the next segment and give you an update on my dad too, because there are a couple updates. Everything around this guy is just unbelievable with his what happened to him and his subsequent recovery, which will be long, by the way.
Back to Toronzo really quick. If you Google him, he's exactly what you expect to see when you say blues singer. This is what I want my blues singer
suit,
to be like.
Black guy. Yep.
Hat, like the...
Well-dressed.
Oh, yeah.
Terrific.
I can't wait.
And Cannon, I was doing a little research about the guy, and he made a trip to, of all places, where my dad, to Armenia. Who knew they cared about the blues in Armenia, of all things?
Of course they do.
I had no idea. I don't know anything about the country that my dad is from. Well, he's not technically from there. He's Armenian, but didn't even spend any time there. But the fact that they had blues in Armenia.
And plenty of hardships.
When you think about it.
If any group of people should be singing the blues, it's the Armenians.
So what happens there is Toronzo Cannon is probably like, man, I need a country that's had a Holocaust and has lots of earthquakes, poverty, desolation, little prospects for the future, tons of impoverished people, third world elements all over the place, and constantly battling religious fanaticals trying to take over the country. Hey, book a trip to Armenia so I can sing the blues. I would love to get this guy in here to talk to him about that, but he'll be appearing coming up tonight. And as I said, we'll keep you updated as to what LAV is doing in terms of, because we get a lot of people who cross-pollinate from this station to that station who want to go out there. There's a lot of weird stories that are going on right now, and some of them are extremely, extremely intense, not the least of which is this this cop incident in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We'll get into it later on.
It's all over the place. I thought I saw it on one news outlet, and I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
And it just kept popping up.
It has completely pushed Hillary Clinton to the side, and it's another violent thing. And, oh, my God, I don't know what to think about this one. When there's video, there's terrible video that is accompanying it, and it is bystander cell phone video. And, there's been just way too many incidents. One is too many. But I'm a little bit uncomfortable with just jumping to conclusions on any of those things because I'm just not there. I'm not part of it. I'm not the cop. But this one looks so bad. It looks as bad as any of them that I've ever seen. There was one, I forgot what part of the country. It was somewhere in the Midwest, I think, where the guy, black guy, was running away with his hands up, frightened, and some cop pulled out his gun and shot him several times in the back, and he went down and died. I think that guy got
it. I think that was South Carolina. I remember that video.
South Carolina,
yeah.
Okay, that's where it was, pardon me. It wasn't long ago.
No, it was about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
It was right after all the other, the riots and everything.
And I think that guy ended up, you know, there was no getting away from that.
No.
There was no way for it to be deemed as a justifiable police action. And I think this one might go into that, too.
Yeah, it depends what kind of information comes out. We'll definitely talk about it later.
Yeah.
But the police officers claim something, and if that's not true, then...
Well, there's a video of this, too. And the person videotaping it got frightened when the shots started to fire because it was so terrible. But definitely worth getting into today. Mrs. Clinton, we'll get into that deal. We'll get into Jaguars running back Denard Robinson. Why does that name ring a bell to me?
I played for the University of Michigan.
I was going to say, that was the guy who was like, one day he was quarterback, the next game he was a wide receiver, the next game he was a kicker, next game he was the coach.
I had that in my sports update, actually. It's one of the funnier stories.
I can't wait to talk with you about that one. A little bit coming up. So Summertime Blues will play for you a little bit of Toronto Cannon. That is next. And an update on my father. Some new news. If you're just tuning in, my dad had a terrible, terrible accident over the weekend because he's dumb. Well, at least he was dumb in this case when it comes to doing things he shouldn't be doing at 83 years old. Badly, badly injured.
He's back running right now. He's fully healed.
He's cutting out trees again. Of course. Sure. We'll talk to you about that. Our phone number is 800-785-1073. That's 800-785-1073. If there's anything at all you would like to talk about, emails, you can fire those off. If anybody still emails, do you think a lot less people these days are there's a lot less emails going out, it seems.
Yeah, it's really turned into the standard mail at this point. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of gone away.
Like, unless you have a job where you need to check emails, right. What's the point of email?
But when it comes to correspondence with things like this, it's more difficult. Actually, it seems to me more like it's more important if a person takes the time to email.
Yeah.
Because it's so much easier
just
to fire off a comment on Facebook or Twitter.
Well, this guy last night sent a picture for me through your page on a kid on a leash.
I saw that.
That's like two steps on Facebook. Right. On email, you have to like find the attachment. Right.
But if you do want to send us an email, it's eric@ericzaneshow.com and oj@ericzaneshow.com. On mine, and by the way, all emails are brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. When you send them to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, please write Dear Eric / Marcus.
Leave a special note for Marcus.
Yes, Eric / Marcus, which, by the way, talking about that, does that happen? Why is it that the events coordinator read the emails to us?
Mm-hmm. It's not like standard mail. It's not like there's anthrax in it.
Right. And
otherwise, by all means, Marcus, open it up.
When it was set up for us, I was very early in the show, and Marcus said to me, yeah, I can read your email. And I wasn't in a position where I was like, what? I didn't really want to rock the boat. And I still don't, but it's worth talking about because it's come up many, many times on this show. And the question was always, why? Why does that happen? Why do you feel the need? And why are you looking at the show emails that we would see? Why do you go to them? Why do you even care?
Yeah, what if it's a complaint about you?
There have been, and I don't like that. So, and I don't want that going around. So I would like to just delete it or ignore it. Not you be reading it and going, hey, look at this moron said about Zane.
His whole collage.
Yeah. So,
hate mail.
Other than discussing it on the air, I've never really said anything to him.
Actually, you know what people should do? They should send hate mail
to Marcus.
Marcus hate mail through your email. Tell him how much you hate Marcus through the email.
No, I don't hate Marcus.
I know.
I'm just clarifying. I don't. I don't want to say, though, that it's fine and that I'm okay that he's reading it. And I won't go that far anymore. But Jack and Ed, our boss, did find out about this from yesterday's conversation on the air. And so yesterday I got a, why is he doing that? I go, I don't know. I'm just sitting here, man. I have no idea. And he goes, well, that's not okay. I'm going to get to the bottom of that. So
I think he's just jealous that he's not in on the emails.
So, yeah, how about you know what? Let's do this.
Everyone.
Let's do this. Forget Marcus. Send them to I want Marcus to set it up so that everyone in this entire cluster, hell, the whole company, gets the show emails. Why not?
Why not? Might as well.
So there you go. Emails, eric@ericzaneshow.com, oj@ericzaneshow.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Eric Zane Show, at Easy Show OJ. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ Eric Zane fan page. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And if anybody asks you who you listen to today, tell them the Eric Zane Show, 107.3 WBBL.
All right, that's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want more, go to my Patreon, patreon.com/ Eric Zane. $5 a month for the audio, $10 a month for the audio and video. And you don't just get the Lost Zane recordings. You get the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, as you take on Dale and Trivia for cash. All right. The Insane Asylum, which is my two-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100. You get it before it even hits the air and commercial-free. Uh-huh. That's right. And, of course, there is the daily Patreon bonus podcast, which is kind of like my free podcast, but just no ads. And I just sit there for 30 or 40 minutes. It's way comfortable. You, me, hanging out, having a great time. It's awesome. I give it all there for you. $5 a month, just the audio. $10 a month, audio, video, live streams. I suggest if you're even on the fence about it, thinking about it, just do it just once, just 1 month. And if you like it, I'll convert it to you. You then convert it to a yearly and you'll save 10%. So there you go. I'll offer that sale for you for the full year. Or cancel the damn thing. Because some of you might be like, this sucks. But, you know, yeah, you can cancel it. You get the rest of the month free. So there you go. I'm talking way too much. All right. Thanks again. Bye-bye.